This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the FAA Administrator, Randy Babbitt, demanded that regional airlines adopt new voluntary safety rules.
We want the passengers in this country to have absolutely no doubt about the qualifications of the person or crew flying their airplane.
Babbitt met today with officials from the airline industry and pilots' unions. The meeting was prompted by February's crash near Buffalo of a flight that was operated by a regional carrier. 50 people were killed. Pilot error is believed to have been a factor in that crash. And as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, safety concerns about regional airlines have lingered for years.
When Susan Gibson Burson heard about the crash of Continental Connection Flight 3407 in February, it brought back bitter memories. Gibson Burson lost her brother William in an earlier regional airline accident, a 1994 American Eagle crash in North Carolina. For Gibson Burson, every commuter crash since then has rekindled her sorrow.
There's still that twist in the stomach, and it's real gut-wrenching, and my heart goes out to the families, of course, and personally, on a personal level, I think then of my own family and my nieces and my nephews that have grown up without their dad.
The crash that killed William Gibson shared something in common with the Buffalo accident. In each case, the plane was flown by a relatively inexperienced pilot. Pilot error caused the North Carolina crash and appears to have played a role in Buffalo, which Gibson Burson finds disheartening.
I can remember the Buffalo flight going, these pilots were so young and so inexperienced, how could they have done this? You know, how could these two people be flying the plane that they were in the conditions they were? You know, it's the same concept of the pilot not being trained properly.
After her brother's death, Gibson Burson and other victims' relatives lobbied for new regulations, and Congress passed a law intended to help airlines obtain the safety records of pilots who apply for jobs. But this year's crash exposed holes in that law. The Buffalo pilot failed three flight tests before he was hired at Colgan Air, the commuter line that operated the Continental Connection flight. At a hearing last week, Florida Republican Congressman John Mica called for further regulations.
There's something wrong when we have commuter planes falling out of the sky. And if we have pilot performance as a key issue, there's something wrong in not addressing those deficiencies.
The Department of Transportation's Inspector General has noted that regional pilots tend to have flown less and trained less than pilots at bigger carriers. He also said commuter pilot schedules may be more likely to leave them fatigued. Indeed, investigators say the Buffalo pilot likely slept in an airport crew lounge the night before the flight in violation of airline policy. The first officer had flown as a passenger on a cross-country overnight flight before reporting to work. Kate Hannai runs a website called FlyersRights.org.
The pilots that have reported to us are saying they're lucky to get 4.5 hours sleep a night on these regional carriers. And many of them are compromising where they sleep, sometimes in pilot rest lounges, not getting a hotel. It's unsafe.
Friday, the regional airline industry announced a voluntary initiative to address some of those concerns. It will study fatigue, randomly test pilots to make sure they're alert enough to fly, conduct more extensive background checks, and take other steps designed to reduce cockpit errors.
Whatever it takes to address these issues, the regional airlines are going to support.
Still, Regional Airline Association President Roger Cohen says it's unfair to single out small carriers. He notes accidents are extremely rare on airlines large and small, and he resists the idea that pilots with less experience or fewer cockpit hours are less safe.
Looking at arbitrary, quantitative judgments about people, whether it's the number of hours, their age, or anything else, really doesn't talk to the quality, particularly the quality of the 60,000 people who are highly trained and who work at regional airlines in this country.
Cohen says the industry's in favor of toughening the law on pilot background checks, the one Susan Gibson Burson helped get passed more than a decade ago, but which still allowed the Buffalo pilot's safety record to escape his employer's scrutiny. Today, Randy Babbitt, the FAA administrator, identified that as a key problem. Babbitt said some of the things he's seen and heard recently about regional airlines, in his words, just aren't acceptable. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.